Show. My name is Brian Gerard. I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Good evening.
Robert Scheid.
Good evening.
And special guest this evening, this morning, this afternoon.
This meowning.
A gentleman by the name of The Gooch.
How you guys doing today?
Hello, The Gooch.
The Gooch.
Hello, The Gooch.
That's interesting.
Good to be here. It's good to be here.
I've never known you as The Gooch.
Gooch, tell us a little bit about yourself.
You know, I'm good-looking guy.
Oh, whoa.
I have a massive cock.
What?
That I like to bring out from time to time.
Hang on, Gooch. I don't think that's what I wanted to know about you.
It's The Gooch.
I'm sorry.
Shy. Yes.
I'm sorry. The Gooch.
Pronounce it correctly, Robert.
I apologize. I just corrected myself.
The Gooch, on behalf of Robert Scheid and the Scheid Show, I apologize for him not appropriately addressing you as The Gooch.
It's okay.
So
you were talking about your huge cock.
I have a massive dick.
Oh!
The Gooch.
And it's fat. It's a fat dick.
Okay.
Wow.
It kind of looks like a watermelon.
That sounds horrible.
Sounds like an affliction.
The Gooch, let me share something with you.
Is it cancer? Have you ever looked into it?
The girls think it's the bomb.
Like a bomb. It falls out of a World War II.
Yes. Swollen and
green.
Mm.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a good time.
Must be awesome to have a cancerous bomb like cock.
Who is this?
No
guy?
Cancer.
So do we have
no who cancer on my?
Yeah.
Cock.
Do we have any other questions for
who
the Gooch?
Who is this guy?
Greg Hoyt has a question for the Gooch.
Who are you?
I'm the Gooch.
Oh, Jesus.
The Gooch.
What's your real name?
Mr. Goocherford.
Mr. Goocherford.
Yeah.
Call me Goocherford. Where are you?
Guys, he's not my guest.
Whose guest is he?
I didn't book him.
I'm just here. Let's just be today. Can we just be?
All right.
Okay. I got a couple things I want to go through. The Gooch, he's here. I don't know what he's going to do while he is.
Do you know who he is?
Not really.
Okay, great.
All right.
A few weeks ago,
yeah.
The world was supposed to end.
A few weeks ago?
Yeah, he's addressing.
Why are you saying the few weeks ago?
Because apparently that is the proper way to address the few weeks ago, like The Gooch.
A few weeks ago.
Right.
Got it.
The world was supposed to come to an abrupt halt.
Yeah.
At about 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on whatever May, whatever it was.
Did it happen?
Well, we're still here. Unless it did happen, and this is heaven.
Now, I will say, you were supposed to, there were supposed to be people who instantly left. And then the people who are still here are going to be dealing with just ultimate pain and suffering all the way up until October 21st, I think it's 21st, when the whole world will be gone.
Where will it go?
It will just, through earthquakes and, you know, lava and all that other destruction, it will be fully destroyed.
So the shit's about to hit the fan basically for the next, like, 6 months.
Correct. Because this is supposed to be hell on earth.
Wait,
is what it's supposed to be.
But
for the people who are left.
The Gooch is assuming that it happened.
Well, yeah. Well, maybe the Gooch knows something that we don't. Why?
Does anybody know of anyone? Gooch, this is a question.
Whoa, what were you doing?
Sorry, I apologize.
Why did you just call the Gooch, Gooch?
I apologize. I said I was sorry.
Gooch, I want to apologize on behalf of Brian Gerard.
What the fuck? Let's just get it straight. Gooch, capital T, little g.
The Gooch, do you know anyone who was saved by the rapture?
Is the Gooch one word?
Is there a period at the end?
Maybe an exclamation point.
The Gooch has been in a couple periods. I got my red wings, what I'm saying.
You know what I think? I think it's the Gooch.
I make them red.
What are we talking about?
It's the Gooch question mark, I think, is really.
Yeah.
The Gooch question mark.
The Gooch?
Wait, right. So what if there were like these,
If you can fuck in the blood, you can play in the mud.
All right, the Gooch, I'm going to ask you to step off the mic.
Yeah.
That was the craziest thing I've ever heard. Maybe the end of the world did happen and all the good people are gone and the Gooch
is
left.
And this is what we're left with. This
guys
is hell
like
on
the
earth.
Coming in and saying those things.
I am the rapture.
All right, good to know. If you ever meet the Gooch, just know that you are meeting the Rapture.
The Rapture is encapsulated in the Gooch.
So, like, if the Rapture happened, it'd be like this. I'd be talking to you, and suddenly I would be...
Right.
Suddenly...
And you guys would be like... Wait, so let's play that out.
People have actually done this. People have put up pictures. They're all over the web now, kind of as a joke, but they're like stills of just clothes left in piles or in the middle of something, and they were raptured. They were gone. Yeah.
So it'd be mid-sentence.
Yes.
Right?
So we'd be talking. So like, hey
Robert,
hey,
how's
Greg.
It going? Did you shower
good.
Today?
Yeah, I took a shower today. Hey, you...
Robert? Robert, man, it's not funny. What the hell? His headphones just
totally hit the ground.
That would be it. And then what?
And then
I'm left on Earth in hell.
Yeah, and then you guys have to suffer all the way up to October.
Well, October's not that long.
Hang on a second. Someone's at the door.
Is it Louise?
I don't know. We'll find out. Hello?
God.
Hello?
Hey,
Louise.
Hey, Louise. We're a little busy. We've got the Gooch here right now.
I saw the Gooch come through the window.
Yeah,
how
I'm
do you
sorry
know the Gooch?
That.
Everybody knows that.
Who's this broad? What's your name?
Louise,
this is Louise.
Next door neighbor.
Yeah. I would love to turn your asshole inside out.
Okay, bye-bye.
Louise, I'm... Damn it. The Gooch.
Jesus, the Gooch, man.
Was that rude?
Yes, that was
a
little...
She's a very fragile woman.
Yeah, she makes, like, cookies and stuff.
For Christ's sake, she's this woman who just hangs out in Rancho Dominguez, for Christ's sake, and she comes up here, tries to make a living, and you told her you're going to tear her asshole inside out.
Hey, that's my cleaning lady. I don't want you talking to her, telling her that you're going to turn her asshole inside out, okay? Jesus.
She gave me the look.
What kind of look? What the fuck is the look?
The Gooch.
Apparently squinting.
The Gooch. Maybe, you know what? Maybe you should go out on a... You and the Gooch...
I will turn your asshole inside out, my friend.
Again, I apologize.
This is ridiculous. Who the fuck is this guy?
I think Robert and the Gooch should go out on a double date.
This show is under protest. I'm doing this show under protest.
Why is it under protest?
I think because I'm in agreement as well.
This is horseshit because...
What's horseshit?
You got this guy coming in, not saying his real name. I don't know who the fuck it is. I don't know whose guest it is.
Yeah. We're
calling him the Gooch.
Uh-huh.
And... he's saying the most insane things I've ever heard and insulting a good friend of mine named Louise.
Uh-huh.
I have been nice to Louise, unlike Robert, who leads her on.
No,
I have always been nice to Louise.
Lead her on. She's interested
Robert.
In you, Greg.
She's not interested in me, dude.
You see the way she looks at you?
This is
not
bullshit.
The way she looks at the
Gooch. You always do this. You always do this. You're self-sabotaging, Robert. She's coming here to see you, and you fucking are like, "I'm here to see you, Greg." It's not true. It's not my apartment. She's coming here to see you, man.
She only comes over when you're here.
Bullshit.
Is she a dog lover?
Like, does she
well, I don't
have
a
dog?
I don't have any animals.
I don't know. I mean, she doesn't own any.
I don't trust this guy.
She doesn't have any pets. But I don't think she...
I don't know.
I don't think she hates dogs.
Why? Why do you ask?
I would enjoy giving her a little dog in the bathtub. Do you guys know what the dog in the bathtub is?
No, the Gooch.
The dog in the bathtub is
the Gooch.
When you throw
let's
her
pop,
on, her,
when you let's throw, pump,
whoa,
when you
let's
throw
press,
her on her back, and you
I don't
insert
think
your
we really
cock
want
inside
to know
of her,
what's hap-
and then
no one
you stuff
wants
your
to really.
Oh,
Brian, can you get? Can you
who the
take
fuck
control
is this guy?
Of
is this
the Gooch here?
Your guest?
This is your
Brian?
Guest. This has to be.
You stuff your balls in her asshole.
Okay, wait. Hey, the Gooch?
All right, what is
and they
Gooch?
Pop out from time to time, so it's like trying to keep a dog in a bathtub.
All right. The Gooch, who invited you here?
There was a sign out front that said help wanted, so
oh,
I came
Jesus
in.
Jesus Christ.
Brian, did you leave that sign out there? That was to have the room painted.
I understand. Well, you told Louise that you didn't want her to be working here anymore. So
why didn't want Louise to paint the room?
You know who's a great painter?
Who?
Gregory Hoyt.
That's true.
What, Greg, you want to paint the room?
No. Art painting.
Well, I'm sorry, the Gooch. We weren't looking for somebody to be on the show. We were looking for somebody to paint the room.
What?
I can paint this motherfucker.
Boy.
I can paint.
Is that a euphemism or are you being serious?
Robert, Gregory, did you ever have that feeling?
The Gooch is staring at me right now. I know. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Did you ever have that feeling, perhaps at any point in your life, and you can go as far back as you can remember, of utter, complete regret?
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if you're having that feeling right now.
I regret not taking that help wanted sign in.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Who the fuck is this guy? We really don't know who this guy is?
No.
I'm a good time, people. I'm a good time.
You look like you're...
So...
We'll take your word for it. So, the rapture.
Yeah, let's get back. Can we... Let's build some train tracks here.
Oh, really? Now we're going to build train tracks? We're all over the map, man. Well, the rapture didn't happen then.
The rapture
right?
did. So, I guess what I'm getting at is the rapture didn't happen. Now what? What happens to all those guys?
Wait,
what happens
on.
To...
What guys?
No, they have a... The people who were following, the people who were preaching this, they were just...
Oh, that's
know.
Right, because people were, like, burning their lives down.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Leaving
selling
their
everything.
Wives, children, quitting their jobs, draining their bank accounts.
But I think ultimately they can say that, you know, there's this whole built-in time period all the way up until when they said the end of the world was supposed to happen, October 21st. So I think that these people right now might be feeling like they were not selected to go to heaven.
So they're going to still be working as hard between now and October. So now October 21st is the new doomsday.
Well, it would be the actual end of the world, right? But
so what, they're kicking the can down the road trying to get raptured?
No, I think they're done. I don't think
so
you
they're
can
just
be
doomed.
Raptured. Yeah,
so they're
doomed.
Just like, they woke up on May 22nd
yes.
and felt like terrible
maybe.
About themselves.
Yeah, well, they didn't even have to wake up because after 6 o'clock, if
they were
like, raptured.
Oh, my God.
Yep. We weren't selected.
We weren't selected?
You didn't make the cut. You didn't make the team, Greg.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I fucking guarantee it
yeah.
that there are people that did this thing, that were all about this,
yeah.
that at 6:01, they realized they weren't raptured, and they were like, plan B, I'm going into the fucking woods, and everyone will think I was raptured.
Yeah, I think they shut their phones off. Do you think they have a phone tree? You know, like...
I don't know what that means.
Like, you call
a tree
George
made out of
Henry.
Phones. No, I think they have wood trees everywhere.
You have a beautiful mouth, you know that?
Like out into the middle of the woods. And
no,
they,
I mean,
and
it's
that
a list
they,
of people you need
they
to call.
Really,
no, but, it's a but, list of people you need
but,
to call.
So they all went into the woods and just fully, but then so they're starting their own community.
Greg, can you talk again?
They're starting
what the
their
fuck
own.
What is happening over here? He's looking at my mouth and asking me to talk.
He looks like he wants to eat your bones.
Oh, God.
So I guess my question is, they go out into the middle of the woods, and then what? They start their own community? They start
sorry, I'm so uncomfortable right now.
You don't have any uncooked hot dogs in your fridge, do you? I'd like to watch while I eat one.
Oh, my God. How does he know my last name?
Greg, just work through this.
Huh?
Work
through what?
Walk through the woods in the Valley of Darkness.
We introduced you at the beginning of the show.
Oh,
that's
right,
how he knows
right.
your name.
Okay. Anyways.
Have you ever licked the exterior of a watermelon before?
I want the show to be over now.
No. It would be a very short show.
Would you like to go on a picnic with me sometime?
No, the Gooch. I don't want to go on a fucking picnic with you.
Well, then fine. Go fuck yourself.
Wow. I think
he
I
sounds
think
offended.
We can,
wow.
I think you've effectively hurt the Gooch's feelings.
That's the first guest that I've ever offended, right?
Yeah, you don't really offend anybody ever.
Probably.
No, who have I offended?
Do we really run down the list?
No, I've never offended anybody. Well, nobody told you to their face that they were offended.
Yeah, that they were. Well,
afterwards they did.
Yeah,
they told me.
Told, yeah.
Artie Sequeira McNamara, Artie Party, you offended her. With
oh, because of the Chicago thing.
Oh, yeah, everybody from Chicago has been offended many times.
The Gooch, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
How do you know when someone's from Chicago?
Oh, the Gooch. You can tell him that they're a successful commercial actor and probably have a successful career in voiceover and advertising.
Okay. I have no idea.
It's all they talk about. Shide kind of killed the joke because he interjected a whole 30-second monologue about
it wasn't a
voiceover.
Monologue. No, it's just the truth. It's just the way it is.
So do you think that people are just disappearing because they don't want to look bad, that they didn't get raptured? So
I
they're
think
like,
some
I'm
people
fucking
are.
Going out
well, you
to
know
the woods
what?
The, hiding.
The guy who's in charge of the whole church, supposedly he left like this mysterious note saying, you know, continue the mission.
Where'd he go?
Well, that's
Where's
the
he?
Thing. He – I don't know. I don't know if anybody has talked to him or anything since then. But they left. He left this note, which implied that he will not be back, but other people will to continue the work.
He left a note.
He left a note.
So you know what he really did?
I know.
I just realized that this guy's a goddamn genius.
He's a con man.
He took everybody's money.
Yeah. Con man.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And then is fully just off the map. Disappeared.
They had something like $8 million on the books, if not. I know a couple. They raised $8 million.
Man, that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
I just realized that just now.
You didn't realize that? Oh, dude.
That's the whole ploy of the whole thing. That is the biggest con, next to Bernie Madoff, of course. Probably that has happened in the last year.
L. Ron Hubbard said, you want to make some money? Start a religion.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
You love L. Ron Hubbard?
I know.
Wow. What? That's kind of not rolling off my tongue.
No.
You love L. Ron
Hubbard? I thought it rolled perfectly.
Oh, good.
The Gooch is still in the room, by the way.
Yeah.
I'd love you to give me an eye swirl.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't think I've ever heard of that before.
I don't really
eye swirl.
I don't really love L. Ron Hubbard. Man, I'm sweating. I am fully so have beads of sweat coming down.
I've never been so uncomfortable doing this show. It's really weird. I don't know if I'll do another one. This might be my last show.
So, for those of our listeners who are loyal to us,
who are still listening right now,
for those of us still on planet Earth,
we love you very much. Thank you for being part of us,
and sorry that you weren't raptured.
Yeah, sorry that you weren't raptured, but I'm really glad you're here.
We hope to see you next week.
Yep. Is that Louise Chick coming back or what?
On behalf of Robert Shad, Gregory Hoyt.
I don't think I should open the door.
I'm Brian Gerard. I'm
open that fucking door.
Okay.
We've been with the Gooch.
Louise is at the door. You just open it. She's just going to keep knocking.
Hang on. I'll get. Hello.
Hi.
Louise, you might want to leave.
Hey, Louise. Hey.
Louise. What are you doing?
Louise, why don't you get out? We'll come over and we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
That's good choice. Okay.
All right, guys. I got to go. See ya.
Oh. The Gooch, where are you going?
I got to go.
The Gooch. Where's he going? Robert.
Fucking kill Louise.
He's going next door, it seems.
We're the Shad Show.
Yay.
I'm going to call the cops.
Yeah, right now.